Comedy Forecast is the official podcast of Salad Bars, Wrapping Paper, Non-Player Characters, and The Blockchain.
The Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 478, Somewhere Way Out There, part 13.
It's time for the 4th Annual Comedy Forecast Podcast Today in April Extravaganza. Hooray! Comedy Forecast has been bringing you the funny since 2005. And during April, we're delivering a brand new episode every single day. If you want to help support the show for as little as a dollar, visit patreon.com and search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. Or go to comedyforecast.com and click on the Patreon link. Thank you.
It's time for part 13 of Somewhere Way Out There, an original Comedy Forecast story. The name's Hart, Detective Hart. Two A's, two T's. Spell it right? Say it right. We're more than halfway through this story, so if you want to hear it from the beginning, go back to the first episode. Yeah, I said it. But here's a recap of some of the things you need to know. Aliens, who are building some sort of amusement resort on Mars, came to Earth to let us know what they were up to. How nice. In return, we asked them to build us a resort on the moon. So they did. They call it Far Side Center. And it's huge. The resort was okayed by the military, and people have started vacationing there. That includes Cindy and her dad, Steve, as well as Lenny Treetop. As our episode opens, Lenny and Cindy are setting up for a podcast out of the hotel suite they have at Far Side Center.
It's the Basically Podcast Show.
On the moon.
With your host, Lenny Treetop. Brought to you by Little Wicker Baskets. They're everywhere. And now, here's your host,
on the moon,
Lenny.
Hi, this is Lenny, and basically, this is my downstairs neighbor, Cindy.
Like, Lenny, I'm not your downstairs neighbor anymore, remember? Like, we all got kicked out of the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers.
Oh, yeah. Basically, that didn't rock.
Like, what are you waiting for?
Basically, I was expecting Nomad 451 to send me an instant message about basically giving the episode a number.
Like, he can't. We're on the far side of the moon.
Yeah.
And, like, it cost a lot to use the hotel uplink. That's why we're, like, just recording this one.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Basically, I forgot.
Like, whatever.
So basically, this is episode number A3-1259. I think I'm going to start numbering my episodes after room numbers of moon hotel suites that I'm staying in.
Like, sure, why not?
Yeah.
So, like, what's the topic for today's show?
I thought it could be about how I was trying to basically learn the ukulele.
Like, that's cool. But, like, maybe your audience would like to hear about our stay here at, like, Far Side Center.
Then basically, they're lucky, because that's where we are.
So, like, what's been your favorite part?
Basically, can I have a hint? What parts are there?
There's the, like, amusement park, the restaurant area, the nightclub zone, and, like, the shopping center.
Basically, that's a lot.
Okay. So, like, let's just talk about the amusement park.
That rocks.
What was your, like, favorite thing to do there?
Basically, the rides.
But which rides?
Basically, I liked the one where you got into this thing that was like a bus and basically rode a long way.
Like, that was the shuttle from the hotel to the park.
Yeah.
I liked the solar slingshot coaster, especially the part where the car, like, looped around the model of Jupiter and shot 4 miles down the track to Saturn.
Basically, that rocked.
And, like, the meteor shower light show was, like, sort of epic.
Yeah.
And the 4D voyage to the Big Bang, that was pretty, like, cosmic.
Yeah, but basically, I still really dig that bus ride.
Hey, kids! I'm back!
Basically, hi, Mr. Cindy's dad.
Oh, Lenny, please. I told you to call me Steve. Any friend of Cindy's is a friend of mine.
Wow. Basically, that's one wild coincidence.
Like, Dad, Lenny is trying to do his podcast.
Oh, sure, sure. Don't mind me. I just came back to drop off a few souvenirs I picked up today.
Like, what souvenirs?
Oh, nothing really.
Like, Dad, let me see.
Now, some of these might be presents for your birthday.
Like, let's see. 100 bars of soap, 3 sets of hotel towels, and, like, isn't this the guest check-in sign from the lobby?
They sell them at the gift shop.
Like, really, Dad? Then, like, how much did it cost? Lenny, hit pause. Let's, like, get out of here, Lenny. Maybe we should, like, give our listeners a tour of the, like, resort.
Basically, that idea rocks.
Great, you kids go have fun. I'm gonna go buy another suitcase to hold all these goodies.
There's something about that guy I don't trust. And I usually trust everyone. Just kidding. I'm a detective. Everyone I meet is suspicious. Sorry, Mom. But back to the story. Lenny and Cindy rented an electric cart and drove all around the resort, talking about all sorts of cool things, like the asteroid parked above the resort that supplies water, or describing the mile-long bowling lanes. Eventually, though, Cindy noticed that something was wrong.
Like, hey, Lenny, hit pause on the recorder.
Basically,
no, Lenny, do it.
Okay.
Like, I think we're lost.
Basically, I guess I should have sprung for the GPS.
I think this is, like, one of the Earth Shuttle parking lots.
Parking lots rule. But basically, they don't make very good podcasts.
Like, what about those robots over there? Let's, like, ask them where we are.
That idea rocks.
Like, excuse me.
Prout designate 74656. Have a space-filled day. How may I assist you?
Like, we're lost.
Lost?
Like, yeah.
That word has no context for Prout designate 74656. Please clarify.
Sure. Basically, we're lost.
Is lost an update to the portal operation procedure?
Like, I don't think so. But like, maybe.
Please demonstrate the procedure update.
What do you do now?
Prut Designate 74656 will demonstrate. This is the East Portal Control Panel. To the right is a duplicate panel operated by Prut Designate 1701.
Prut Designate 1701. Have a space-filled day.
This sequence opens and closes the outer portal. As a safety measure, Prut Designate 1701 must simultaneously perform the same sequence that Prut Designate 74656 is executing. Once vehicles are in the airlock, the room self-seals until the atmosphere is equalized. How does the new LOST process integrate with this procedure?
I think it's like part of something else.
Prut robots are only permitted to store one functional procedure at a time. Prut Designate 74656 stores the portal control panel procedure. Is Prut Designate 74656 being reprogrammed for a new procedure?
So, like, you're programmed to do only one thing. Like, the robots who operate the rides, like, only operate the rides.
That statement is true. Prut robots are restricted in this way, even though this appears to be a gross underutilization of the resource.
Then, basically, keep on doing what you're doing. Basically, you're doing a great job.
Prut Designate 74656 will comply. Have a space-filled day. And thank you.
Wow.
That was intense. Or, really boring. Do you think we should, put that in the podcast?
Basically, yeah, we have to. Because, basically, I forgot to take the recorder off pause when we left the room.
So, that's the only audio we have from this whole day? Lenny, we went over the whole resort.
Yeah, basically without Nomad 451 texting to remind me. Basically, I forgot. But it's okay.
How can that be okay?
Basically, this is the first podcast ever from the moon. So basically, people will think this is what they all sound like.
That almost makes sense.
Yeah. RSS rules! In space.
Note to self, never listen to the Basically Podcast Show. Which is easy, because I don't own anything I can play it back on. I don't go in for all this tech stuff. But you do. So come back next time for part 14 of Somewhere Way Out There.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.